Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, hi, hon. I'm back in good old Vietnam after 5 days in Thailand. As a matter of fact, right now it's Sunday morning at about 9 o'clock. I've just gotten out of bed, and rather than go and have breakfast, I'm going to cut a tape so I can get it right in the mail and get it to you as quickly as I can. There are just whole bunches of things I want to tell you about the trip, and I better start off by saying when I got back, there were 5, 6, 7, 8 letters waiting for me, plus one from Dad, and it was just great to be able to come back and sit down and spend about a half hour reading your letters and almost being home with you. I think that was the one thing that stood out on this trip to Bangkok, was the fact that it's really a marvelous place, and would it have been fun if I could have had you along with me. That's what I kept thinking about every minute of the trip. Boy, wouldn't Judy like this or like that, and wasn't this fun or wasn't that fun, if only Judy could have seen it. Well, let me tell you all about it, or as much as I can on this tape anyhow. First of all, we got up at 4:30, we being Major Christian and I, got up at 4:30 and got dressed in our civvies and had our bags packed, and we dragged them over to MACV-1 headquarters, which is about a block from here, and got a vehicle to take us out to the airport. And when we got out to the airport, we were just 20 minutes early. We had no problem. We got in, got everything signed, sealed, and suddenly the guy said, "Say, if you're in civilian clothes, you need passports." Well, what a panic-stricken moment struck us in, because we didn't have passports and our uniforms were all the way back in Saigon. And it's a 15 to 20 minute drive, and the traffic was starting to get heavy, and we didn't have a car, and one thing and another, and turned into a wild, merry chase. But somehow we got a car and got in here and bribed the driver to wait for us and paid him $2 and 2 packs of cigarettes and switched into our uniforms. I even had black loafers on. I jumped back into the vehicle, back out to the airstrip. We were 2 minutes after the closing time, but we made it. And about 45 minutes later, we were airborne and on the way. We arrived in Bangkok at about 9 o'clock in the morning. We signed up for a hotel called the Bangkok Hotel, and you should have gotten a letter from there already. And it was a very lovely hotel, a little bit far out, so it wasn't filled with tourists. It was filled mostly, as a matter of fact, with people on R&R. They had a swimming pool out in the back, a small one, but very, very nice, and not used at all except by Chris and myself most of the time. And every once in a while, somebody would stroll out for a quick dip, but we kind of monopolized it while we were in the hotel area. That's when I thought, boy, wouldn't it be nice if you were here. We could sit around that pool and have a few drinks. Anyhow, the first day, as soon as we arrived, I called up a jeweler, and we had the jeweler come meet us, and we began to shop. And after a couple hours of shopping and having lunch, we gave that up, and you know, we were getting the feel of prices and everything. We didn't want to buy anything right away. We had the routine that you don't buy anything the first day and all of this jazz. So we came back to the hotel and took a quick dip, and then laid around in the sun, worked on the tan a little bit. Then that evening, about 6 o'clock, we got dressed and went to a place called Nick's Number One Hungarian, supposedly the most famous restaurant in all of Bangkok. And boy, we had some real fine chow. But I had Hungarian gulyas. And by the way, I found out it's not goulash, It's Gulyas, G-U-L-Y-A-S. And we had Gulyas, and we started with a margarita, and oh, was that good. It was a little one, but it's the first one I've had since I had one with you, and boy, was it tasty. And once again, I thought, oh, if Judy, you're only here to try this out. But the meal was just fabulously good, and we went out and got a taxi, and I was going to say we went into the heart of town. You can't do that in Bangkok, really. There is no heart of town. The city is spread from hell to breakfast. It's all over, and there is a few big shopping sections, but still you can't say you went downtown. No one would know exactly where you meant. But anyhow, we got down into a big, bright shopping area, and we looked around there for a while, and then finally we went over to a place called the Sani Chateau, and you'll be able to read about it in the booklet I'm sending you on Bangkok nightlife. We went to the Sani Chateau, sat at the bar, watched the acts. There was one from the Philippines. They were a singing duet, and they've been in 25 movies in the Philippines, and they were big hits over there, and they're really fine, sort of a pop singers. And this was followed by an act from Copenhagen, a guy and his wife who did tap dancing and all this junk. And lo and behold, before you knew it, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and we had been used to going to bed about 9:45 or 10 o'clock, and we were just about beat, so we took a taxi back to the hotel and hit the rack. The next morning, we got up at 6 o'clock and went out on the famous floating market trip. This is a trip on the river. You go down to the river early in the morning, and you get in a boat with an outboard motor on it. We hired a boat for just Chris and I, and they take you up the big main river, and then they cut off and go up a side stream up into an area where all the people have these little kayak-like boats, little sampans. And they're filled with fruits and vegetables and carvings and all kinds of things from the outlying areas. And the merchants buy them from the people who bring them in, and then they bring them into town and in turn retail them to the city. And it's really fabulous. I took a bunch of slides down in that area, and we'll show them to you when I get back, or else I'll send them over and you can look at them and see if you can figure out what's going on. It's really something to see. It takes about 2.5 hours to wind your way around these little canals and little streams, and sometimes it gets so jammed you don't think you're going to be able to get through, but somehow you make it, I guess because they do it every day. They're used to it. Well, after that floating tour was over, we went back and started doing a little shopping again, a little more sightseeing. And then we found a jewelry store that we liked. And we dickered with them for the whole next 3 days, on and off, back and forth. And one thing I got that I'll tell you about was a small black star sapphire for Kathy. It's a small black star sapphire, and there's one ruby on each side of it. It's a very simple but startlingly beautiful little ring. And I didn't get it for Christmas or New Year's or Thanksgiving. I just got it because I wanted to get one for her. So I'm going to send it to her this week. And I got a black star sapphire for you that's a beauty. And it's surrounded with an S-shaped figure of red rubies. Boy, it's pretty, too. I really love it. And the star in it is perfect. When you put it under a single bright light, which is the way you look at the star sapphire, you can see the star stand out just as clear as a bell. Oh, let's see. Where were we? Oh, yes. Well, we shopping and lined things up. And then that evening, we went to a place called Anipa Hut and had Mexican food. How about that for Bangkok, Thailand? And we went up and started off with a margarita, and then I had beef tacos. And how about this? Two beef tacos, $1. $1. Yay, yay, yay. Mexican food never had it so good as it does over there for prices. The food itself was quite good. It's comparable to any you'd get in the Oasis in El Paso, where, if you remember, you got three giant beef tacos for 55 cents and a cup of coffee or something. But over here, it's a little more expensive. Anyhow, we visited the Anipa Hut, had Mexican food. It was a real wing-dinger. And then we went out and went to a Thai nightclub called The Reservoir. It took us about an hour to find the place. We went in and they had a continuous changing of what you and I would call rock and roll bands. It was really funny to go over there and go to a Thai nightclub and that's what you hear. The amazing thing about Thailand that I found was the fact that the people are genuinely friendly to Americans, which is a real change of pace. They really are friendly, and the other thing is that the second language of the country is English, and just about everybody speaks some English. The majority of the people in the city speak a lot of English, but everybody speaks a little bit. It's a real good place in that respect. This is their dry season, so the humidity was relatively low and there was no rain, and it's really beautiful. It reminded me of Panama a little bit, but not a lot. And we ran into some of the MAG people over there. And I'll tell you, a two-year tour over there with your family wouldn't be too hard to take at all. They've got all kinds of servants and nice houses and air conditioning. And it's a two-year tour with your family, and it wouldn't be tough at all. Matter of fact, it'd probably be pretty nice, particularly when you're in the situation we're in right now where everything looks nice as long as you're together. Well, let's go back to Thailand now. Where were we? Oh, yes. We went to the Reservoir nightclub and saw rock and roll bands, and we managed to stay up till about 1 o'clock this time and then zipped back home and fell unconscious on the bed. Ooh, excuse me. And the next morning, instead of getting up early, really sacked in late and got up and had a dip in the swimming pool and got ready for another round of sightseeing. And I see the tape's going to end, so I'll wait till we switch sides before I go on with the rest of this